106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Moreno, Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Tuesday's council meeting, they were talking about Segways. So I always think of Joe Bluth from Arrested Development riding around on those things with two wheels that somehow balance themselves. I've never been on one. I don't really know how they work.
I do believe George W. Bush fell off one, or maybe he choked on a pretzel. I'm unsure about this, but yeah, Segways are one of those like stand-up motorized devices that aren't a vehicle per se, but you're not a pedestrian anymore either.
I thought they were kind of an early 2000s thing. I didn't really think they were a big deal anymore, but apparently there's a company that wants to bring Segway tours to Canmore.
This company presented their proposal to Canmore Council on Tuesday. Council needs to amend its land use bylaw to allow Segways to be a permitted use on our roadways for this to happen.
Okay.
So this company does tours in Edmonton and Calgary. Part of their proposal was they want to take a C-Can and put it downtown by the Visitor Information Center, take a couple parking spots for a practice area, and offer tours on Segways throughout the summer. Like, my gut reaction is no. First of all, a C-Can.
And how many parking spots would that take up if it was right behind the downtown visitor center?
Too many parking spots. Not only that, it's ugly. If you're operating a business in the downtown, you're not operating out of a C-Can. I'm sorry. Not out of a C-Can. Secondly, it's gimmick. If your idea of a great way to spend your time on vacation is to ride around on a Segway, you are not in Canmore.
But hey, maybe that is. I mean, it's a different way to experience Canmore. Granted, I agree with you entirely that a C-Can in downtown Canmore is a terrible idea. Yeah. But if they found a different location, I mean, what would be the big deal about operating Segways and a Segway tour in town?
I just think more is not always better. If you want to be on two wheels in Canmore, get a bike. That's how we get around town in Canmore.
That begs the question. Do you think a Segway would make it from Canmore to Banff on the Legacy Trail? Are they going to have Segway sections on the Rome Transit bus now?
I think they're going to have to Segway for Segways, first of all. But in Calgary and Edmonton, for them to operate, they have exemptions granted from the Minister of Transportation to the Traffic Safety Act. There is no legislation that governs this in this province. I think that when it comes to tourism and our product, our thing is authentic. People want to come here because we're a real community and it's a great place. They don't want to come here to ride Segways. Yeah, we could have Segway tours, or we could just keep it simple, people.
Free market. You know, someone sets up a business. If they make a profit, then obviously it's popular. If they don't and they fold, then, I mean, that's their money and their prerogative, right?
But it would be a free market if they found their own location without asking for permission to locate C-Cans in places, as well as taking up space for practice areas. Because you got to learn how to ride the Segway first. And where do they go? Are they on the streets or are they on the sidewalks? I just feel like,